Michael Tilley from Talk Business and Politics will talk to us about a week in the news, especially how it relates to several different occupations. He joins us from his office in Fort Smith. Good Friday, Michael.
Well, good Friday to you. And it is, I mean, we now have a coach and athletic director, so all is right back with the world.
And we know that this will solve all the problems for Arkansas football fans.
Well, we don't have problems anymore. I just told you we have a coach and athletic director, so we're good to go.
All right. You know what else is good to go? Building permits in the Fort Smith Metro. In November, they were up, and they were up big. Help me out with this yo-yo that goes on.
You beat me to it. That's what I was going to say. You know, the trend had been negative for about 90 days in the Fort Smith Metro. And a metro we measure, the Fort Smith permits, permits in Van Buren and Greenwood, the three largest cities in the area. Going into November, the permits for those three cities was almost 6% behind the same period in 2016. After November, the permits were just less than 1%, 0.26% off that in 2016. And what happened is we had a huge November, and there's really no rhyme or reason for it. Kyle just had a lot of commercial and residential work, which, you know, has had been kind of the pattern for Fort Smith or for the metro area. They had permits in November of 20.1 million, which was set a little over 78% up compared to last year. Also looked at last November. Last November was kind of a slow month, too, so it was an easy comparison.
All right. We know that we need nurses in Arkansas. We're going to need more in the future. What is the University of Arkansas Fort Smith doing in recognition of this challenge?
Well, it's an interesting partnership. It's not unique. There's several colleges around the country. I think the university said that there are 270 similar programs around the country, but what they're doing, what is unique, is they're partnering with Mercy, the Mercy Health System in the area, and Sparks Health System in the area, in the Fort Smith Metro, the two competitors. But they're not competing on this because they both have the same need, which is more nurses. According to Dr. Mosley, Dr. Carolyn Mosley, dean of UAFS College of Health Sciences, there'll be about 1.2 million vacancies in the registered nurse workforce. In the area, the average nurse is age 56 years old. So you can see a brewing problem that if there's a shortage now, the demographics could make it even worse in the near future. So what they're working to do, accelerated nursing program, it's essentially a 15-month program targeting the non-traditional students, people who already have a degree. The goal, obviously, Kyle, is to put more nurses and put more qualified and quality nurses back into the system. You can have all the doctors you want, all the great equipment and the great facilities, but if you don't have those nurses there, and I just had a parent in the hospital, and it was by far, you know, the nurses are the folks you see the most and you depend on the most.
Well, let's talk about another shortage. It appears the trucking industry, many of the trucking industry, have a driver shortage. You had a story on TalkBusiness.net this week about some folks saying that driver turnover is up to 95% for them.
Yeah, and some fleets, yeah, that's huge. And, you know, they're just, some of the drivers are going back and forth. But, yeah, look, if you're about to graduate high school or college, I mean, you've got two great career paths for a guaranteed job, to be a truck driver or a nurse. Yeah, the shortage of truck drivers, now this is according to the American Truckers Association, or Trucking Association, I should say. They say the shortage is going to rise to more than 50,000 by the end of the year. They thought it was going to jump up to around 175,000, but the industry and companies in the industry have launched a workforce development effort, and a large part of that is focused on raising wages and improving benefits. And one of those benefits is just, you know, not as much time on the road, not as much time away from family. So they're doing that. So that's keeping a lot of people in the industry. The other issue with the trucking industry, Kyle, is that construction activity in Florida and Texas, for example, from the hurricanes, and now probably following when they get these fires put out in California, the construction industry is going to suck up a lot of people that would be qualified truck drivers or that may be interested in truck driving. It's been, I don't have this evidence, but I hear from a lot of the folks in the industries who say the people who drive trucks or build homes, those kind of folks, typically can come from the same labor pool.
Well, you mentioned that if you're graduating, a young person graduating from high school, that nursing is out there, truck driving is out there. Numbers this week appear that, man, if you can own a bank, you're doing pretty well, too.
Yeah, you just have to hire a bunch of people to make sure that all the paperwork is together. Yes, banks in Arkansas, well, banks nationwide did very well. We'll start with that. There's this is a report from the FDIC put out this week, and there are 5,737 bank savings institutions. For those who are curious how many banks there were, that's how many there are. Net income among those totaled $47.9 billion in the third quarter. That was up a little over 5% from the same period a year ago. And in Arkansas, there are 98 banks. They reported total net income of $298 million. That was just under the $300 million in the year-ago period. But for the first 9 months of the year, Arkansas banks have posted $908 million in net income. That's up almost 14% compared to the same period last year. And the more important number, kind of a key metric that you use to measure banks, their return on assets was 1.21% in the third quarter. That's up from 0.94% same quarter last year. The target benchmark for return on asset is 1%. Gives you an idea that the banks are performing well with the assets they have. So now if we could just get the Razorbacks to perform better with the assets they have, then we'd be doing well.
And he brings it full circle, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. You can read about all this, including a conversation about the Razorbacks at talkbusiness.net around the clock. Michael, have a great weekend.
Hey, you too, Kyle. Thanks.